All right. Back to it now. My next guest, Nick Hopwood, is the founder of Peak Wealth Management. Nick has 25 years in the business. He founded Peak Wealth 10 years ago. He's got a great team, $300 million under his management, peakwm.com, to find out more. And I've got to start here. Nick, first of all, good to have you here, but I've got to start here. I want you to listen to something here with me. Jared Bernstein is the chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, and he's talking about modern monetary theory. You know, basically print money until you have no trouble. He can't even, this is the number one advisor to Joe Biden. I wonder why we're in trouble economically, Nick, in this country. And then I listen to things like this. I want you to hear this. Go ahead and roll it.
At least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to, I guess I can't really talk. I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, because it's like the government clearly prints money. It does it all the time, and it clearly borrows. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
Nothing confusing there, Nick, but he can't explain anything about how bonds work, how people buy bonds, how the bonds are auctioned on the global market. Nick, it's a frightening day when the person that's the number one advisor to the president of the United States has no idea how anything works. What do you make of it?
I totally agree. I watched that clip like 10 times over the weekend because it was just so ridiculous to watch. You know, he couldn't even explain how the bond auctions work and who's paying who. You know, when the Fed or when the government runs a deficit, they issue bonds, and investors like you and I and all over the world purchase the bonds. And that's all there is to it. That's all he had to say.
And that's it. We buy the bonds are auctioned, right? That's pretty simple. That's the way it works, right? And then that money is, you know, and they hope. And if there's a failed bond sale, then you have a problem because nobody else is investing in us. But they keep wanting to say, well, if we just print more money, what happens when the government prints money, Nick? Make it simple for me.
Yeah, when the government prints more money, we have the inflation like we saw the last few years.
And
there's no question about it.
Yeah.
And there's people out there that are still talking about modern monetary theory as a great solution to the debt crisis that we have. But, you know, I'm not buying that because we did a mini experiment with the COVID stimulus and then the Fed stimulus simultaneously, and we had 9% inflation. So I don't buy it.
All right. Well, I don't buy it either. If you just print money, or just build, you know, if that's true, just, you know, print, you know, $31 trillion bills and heck, everything will be paid off. The whole world's happy. Doesn't work that way. Let's move on. Small business. According to Forbes, 74% of small businesses in this country do not have 401ks for their employees. So Uncle Joe is offering tax credits for small businesses and set up 401ks this year. Is it a good idea? Is it a good tax benefit? Have they done something right for once?
I think they have. And, you know, Steve, every couple of weeks I'm on here and every time I'm talking about tax optimization and tax planning. And there's just too many people not taking advantage of what the government's offering us in terms of tax incentives. If you're building a house, you know, you need that excavator to dig the basement. You can't hand dig the basement. And building a financial plan without the tax optimization and the tax incentives is kind of like hand digging your retirement plan. Why do that when you have the excavator?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, you have to have a plan. And that's why I come to people like you and oftentimes get a second opinion. If I like what you say, great, I still like a second opinion. Talk to a couple different people, bounce it off people I know and so forth. It's always a good idea. Here's something for you. It's something I've been through a number of years ago, but apparently the rules have changed on IRAs that are inherited. What do you do now? What are the new rules?
Right. So if your family member passed away in 2019, you used to be able to put the IRA into your own name and stretch it out over the rest of your life. Well, now the rules are different post 2020. So you have only 10 years to take the money out of the IRA. And you have to take an annual required minimum distribution along the way. So if it's a really big account, it can really, you know, cause a lot of tax for you, especially if you're a high earner. And so we have to figure out what your income is going to look like over the next 10 years and try to make these withdrawals on a tax-optimized basis. I will also note, if you're the spouse of the deceased, the rules are the same as they were before, where you put the IRA into your own name, and it's as if it was yours your entire life. So you do not have that 10-year withdrawal window.
Again, it's knowing how the system works and using it. You know, when I went through this, it was more than 10 years ago, and we were forced to take minimum distributions every year, right? And so the rules change from year to year, time to time. Make sure you know what the rules are and you're clear on it, right? These are some things you can hear. Go ahead.
Too many people treat it just like a bank account. The IRA goes into your name and you just cash it out. And a lot of people don't understand the consequences of having that extra income in that calendar year. And in addition, they're foregoing all of that future growth that the account could have had.
All right. And real quickly before we go here, tell me about April. Not great for stocks, not great for bonds. Federal rates not going to change because inflation's high. What do you see? Give me the 20-second look at the horizon.
Well, we're entering summer months, usually slower for the markets, but we talked about this last time, election years, typically 8% on average. I would expect things to pick up in the fall as we get closer. And also, don't ignore those small caps. Don't ignore those value stocks. Too many people are piling into those large cap techs.
Value stocks, mid cap, small cap, good stuff. Oh, and you can check out Trust the Plan podcast with Nick. Check that out on a regular basis. Find it on your favorite podcast application. Trust the Plan podcast with Nick Hopwood. There you go, Nick. How do you like that?
Well done, Steve. Nice transition.
Yeah, I'm doing the best I can. We got a QR code for Nick, too, I believe, if we can put it up there. There it is. Anybody watching this on television, you can click right on there, get your second opinion from Nick Hopwood, Peak Wealth. There you go. Peak Wealth is Nick Hopwood's place. PeakWM.com. Not so good there, huh? PeakWM.com. Nick, always appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.